We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and pleased this segment to have Mary Beth Kiefer, director of the Flint Hills Breadbasket, joining us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me this morning.
Yeah, always glad to talk all things breadbasket. This is a busy time of year for you guys because a lot of giving happens during the holiday season.
Definitely, and you know, you had me on In Focus about a month ago, and we were really desperately in need of a lot of items in our warehouse because we've been hit really hard over the summer months. And I just can't say enough about this community. You know, we ask and you delivered and you answered, and our warehouse looks so much better with all the collections we've been doing.
I have to say, I took my first trip out to the breadbasket warehouse about a month or so ago, and I was shocked to see just how depleted it can get at some point.
It does, and we had served over somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 more this year than we had a year ago, so made a big difference.
Yeah, the need never stops there at the breadbasket, and we're going to talk about some of the drives you have coming up here. There's quite a bit.
There is. We have three drives coming up. We have November the 16th. It's a Saturday, and we're at both Dillon's, and then December the 7th and the 14th. And all three of those drives are to make our Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets that we give out to those in need.
All right. And so those be coming right up. I was at Dillon's last night, and I saw there's folks already getting some collections out for you guys already.
They were. That was the Manhattan Realtors that were at Dillon's West, and then I had the Manhattan Sunflower Lions Club at the Dillon's East. And so we had a really, really good collection from both of those last night, and it's really helping us fill the warehouse.
All right.
I also wanted to say, too, that we have on November the 12th from 2 to 3:30, we still have one more sign up for those people that are in need. And so there is criteria. So just give the breadbasket a call at 537-0730 if you're one of those, and we'll give you the time and the information you need to bring in. So.
All right.
And then we also have on November the 24th, that's a Sunday before Thanksgiving, that's when we put our baskets together. And that's when you can bring any age child there and do it as a family and teach your child that giving back is super. And you can do it as a family. And it starts at 1 o'clock. And I say the biggest challenge that day is finding a place to park because we have so many people. We could have anywhere from 50 to 100 people there. And they come, and we make sure that everybody's a part of it. Last year, we put about 170 Thanksgiving baskets together, and used to take two and a half hours, and now it takes about 40 minutes.
Wow, that's fantastic. Again, we're speaking with Mary Beth Kiefer, director of the Flint Hills Breadbasket. I haven't seen the gift baskets before. What all do they include?
They include, and we're still needing these items. So we're okay on turkeys already, believe it or not. We've had an influx of turkeys. But in those baskets, we put stuffing, we put canned pumpkin, evaporated milk, canned yams or sweet potatoes, canned fruit. Then we put corn and green beans, and then we add to that desserts that day that, you know, we make that up that day, and then the next day when we do the distribution, we add desserts and breads and all kinds of things like that, so we really add to it.
Oh, those gift baskets here go to some very needy people here in our community.
They do, and you know, it's such, when you see people go through the line, you know that they've already qualified, and it feels so good to know that you're helping them put a meal on the table for their family. But, you know, it's also the exciting, too, we have on November the 28th, which is Thanksgiving Day, we've partnered now for about 8 years with Old Chicago. And so we have put on a wonderful traditional Thanksgiving dinner. It is on Thanksgiving Day again at Old Chicago, and it's from 11 to 2, and everyone's invited. Whether you're in need or you just want to come and have a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner, traditional Thanksgiving dinner, you can leave a donation. So all in the community is invited. We don't want anyone eating alone that day. So
yeah, that's such a fantastic event. I remember how well attended that was last year. We heard a lot of good feedback from that. And Old Chicago's been a good partner for you guys on that.
I think we served 750 people last year, right? Wow. In that neighborhood of the volunteers. So it was. And then, of course, on Friday, December the 6th at 5:30 is our parade. And it starts downtown Manhattan, and it goes to Triangle Park in Aggieville. And you go to downtown Manhattan to register to put a float in the parade. All you have to put some lights on it. There's I think there's 7 prizes that you can win, anywhere from $200 to down to $100. That's a lease that's sponsored by Howie's here in town, and Wynn and Marianne Butler, and those prizes are. And so our tree got blown over in Triangle Park over the winter or the summer, but they've put in a new tree, or going to put in a new tree, so we still have the tree to light down there. But you know, I don't think there's anything prettier than our Christmas parade here in town. It's just beautiful. And if it's a pleasant night for weather, they're 6 deep all along the route. And then there's been times where you can almost count them during downtown when it's really cold. Yeah. So if anyone out there has never experienced the Mayor's Parade, they really need to come. And again, it's at 5:30 on December the 6th on a Friday evening.
Looking forward to that. I hope we get it not as cold as it was last year. It was pretty cold last year.
It was.
Recently, you had Cats for Cans.
We did. We had the Cats for Cans. It was K-State versus Oklahoma. And people brought out food. We collected over 4,800 pounds of food, and their goal was 4,500 pounds. And so we went over the goal. And they went over their goal with money, too, by over $200. So, again, we ask, and the community delivered, which is fantastic.
That's great. You know, I saw something on social media. I've been meaning to tell you this. I was waiting until we had you here on the program. But I saw an idea online about an Advent calendar. You know, people have Advent calendars, and they mm-hmm. open a chocolate every day, and they eat it. What if people, every day of December, instead of doing that, donated one item of need to the Flint Hills Breadbasket?
That would be fantastic, because, you know, we do. We get a lot of donations around the holidays, which we are so thankful for. But our need is 365 days a year. And we have the Super Bowl collection, you know, on Super Bowl Saturday, or the Saturday before Super Bowl. But then there's a long period of time that we go that we don't get a whole lot of donations. And so any donations right now can't be too much, because it's going to carry us through for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. Mary Beth Kiefer again joining us here from the Flint Hills Bread Basket. You have some other items here you wanted to highlight?
Yeah, there's just one other item I wanted to talk about. And, you know, we really aren't that far away from our taxes. So at the end of the year, if you're one of those individuals that have to start taking out of your IRAs, there is a tax advantage. And just talk to your tax man about it. If you give directly to a nonprofit, it doesn't count as income for you. But again, check with your tax man. But it's a great tax advantage for people that are forced into going ahead and taking out of their IRA. So think about the breadbasket. Think about any nonprofit here in town, because I know every nonprofit in town can use help like myself. So,
yeah. Well, you guys serve a great need here in the community. By the way, what are some current needs at the warehouse?
Some of the current needs right now, because we're working on the 170 plus or 100 and the 170 Christmas baskets, are stuffing, canned pumpkin, canned evaporated milk, canned yams and sweet potatoes, canned fruit, corn and green beans, and then we'll add the turkey and the desserts to that, and they'll have a wonderful Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner.
Great. I'm getting hungry just thinking about all that right now.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, well, so much. So glad to have you here, Mary Beth. And Flint Hills Bread Basket, what's your website?
Our website is, just Google Flint Hills Bread Basket, and it will pop right up.
Great.
And you can make donations there. And if you didn't, the Mayor's Food and Fun Drive has been mailed out. And if you did not receive one of those, it's because you're not in our database. You may have gave something at the church or something, so we don't have you in the database. So if you would like to get on board in our database, so we send out, the only 3 things we mail are 2 newsletters, one in the spring, one in the fall, and then the Mayor's Food and Fun Drive. If you'd like to be in that database, please give us a call and or mail something to 905 Yuma, Manhattan, Kansas, 66502, and we'll get you in our database, and we thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Mary Beth Kiefer, again, Executive Director of the Flint Hills Breadbasket, joining us here on In Focus. We'll have more. We're going to talk some more parades coming up here next on News Radio KMAN.